Paper Maid, what's going on?
Who's that? Who's that?
You know, it's me. Come on.
You don't remember? Can you jog my memory?
B. Langston Jewels. We have a show that on it's like the number one Black STEM show and on Apple and all the other platforms.
Okay, now it's
we coming have millions to me. And millions of listeners okay, across the it. World.
Okay, cool.
There we go.
Yes,
there we go.
Yes,
we got
clicking.
It back.
It's clicking. Got it back.
Act like you don't know a brother.
Okay,
like,
so, hey.
It's crazy. What's going on?
It has been a minute. It has been a long time. Not even the regular long time.
It definitely has. And I just want to break the fourth wall and tell to the listeners, yes, it has been a long time. And I want to personally apologize. I'm going to put it on your boy right there. It has been harrowing. Okay, well, she wants to spread it around, but I feel like it's mostly on
it's
me.
Mostly
we could split
on you.
The difference.
No. It's more like 80-20, you know?
80-20. There
you're
we go.
The 80.
There we go. Yeah. So, but I telling you, I swear it is a good reason. Okay. All right. Your boy was trying to do better with his life, make himself something or somebody. Okay. So I was practicing for this really big exam. I just could not, you know, balance the way I really wanted to balance. I was like, I ghosted Paper Maid. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of ghosted her. You know, she was sending me texts and I wasn't responding. I feel bad about it, but here we are.
Yeah. And we figured it out. And hey, I'd have to say that we took the time, and you guys should make sure that you take the time to. If anything, this is a perfect example of how life should really go. So I'm thinking, since it's been a minute and we owe you guys at least somewhat of an explanation, why don't we talk about that, right? Because in STEM, you can be in an industry, you can work in a field, have experience, and even maybe have gotten your undergraduate degree or master's degree in said experience or said major, and there's still something else to do after that. For some reason, they
what?
Need us to do something else after all of frickin' that.
TF.
So sometimes you have to get certified or you have to do continuing educational credits, what have you, depending on the service that you're in, the industry. It's health. You're doing like hours of training every year.
Oh, gosh. When do you stop learning?
Exactly. But now we know in engineering, there's also certifications. And I know that in finance, it's the same. So
yeah.
Why don't we go ahead and talk about that so that people understand what it's kind of like to be in kind of school again?
All right, cool. This is going to be the catch-up episode. Let's do it.
All right.
Black Hypothesis.
Hey everybody, this is B. Langston Jewels
and Paper Maid,
and we are
Black Hypothesis,
STEM for the culture. Yeah, man, your boy's been through it, definitely has. Ugh, gosh, but it's over now and we're back, baby. This is what I really wanted to talk about. You know, I just give you guys an actual idea of
all
the time that I've been gone. Not going to count the days. That's behind us. But so I've been looking to get my Paper Maid did say certification. It's a license. It's a...
My bad.
Yes, it's cool. No. Yeah, we're not going to just start certifying my way. Nah, this is... I was looking to get my license in professional engineering. Okay. It's honestly the same way like a doctor would practice medicine or a lawyers. They practice law. Engineers, professional engineers, they practice engineering. Okay. And
I'm so glad you said that. I thought it was something else that engineers practice. So thanks for clearing
that
up
for
me.
What did you think we practice?
I'm saying it's obvious that engineers practice engineering.
Oh, I'm being sarcastic. I mean, I don't know. I mean, doctors practice. All right, I'll give that to you. But I'll get out to you. I think my brain is still tired from taking the test. But yeah, man, when you do get this license, you have it's considered a big deal because, you know, you have a duty to keep the public welfare in regard. And then you have to that has to be paramount with any project that you're working on or any design that you're stamping. And that even goes above your clients or your company or whoever is dictating what the bottom line is. So it's really a noble profession. And I just wanted to also mention that there's a few other advantages that comes with that as well. So for anyone that is aspiring, just getting started in the field, or they thought about it or anything like that, I can at least tell you a little bit of what I had to go through. And for anyone that was thinking about it but doesn't really know that much, I do know that a lot of jobs, they do, it is desirable, I will say that. In periods of like a downturn or anything like that, the PEs, they usually don't get cut from the team. What else? I would say that your general income is just a lot higher, and you can go into consulting. You can start your own engineering firm if you wanted to, or if you wanted to go that route. And yeah, it's just a lot of more opportunities that is available to you for that. So it sounds like it's just another tool in your belt that you can use to leverage and just make yourself better. So that's really the reason why I want to do it. And I will say I was very hesitant. Like I was thinking about it for years and I never went for it. Cause like, I don't know. I mean, this shit sounds pretty hard. And you know, the test is like 8 hours. So that by itself is like, God damn, I never sat in one place for 8 hours and like, since elementary school, probably not even since then, because, you know, you get to have recess and breaks and things like that. So it just sounded like something I just did not want to do, you know. But yeah, that's what I've been through. And I would like to say that, you know, I just took my test and I'm definitely want to tell you a lot more about it. You get one scheduled break and that's like around the halfway mark. So around the halfway mark, they'll ask you if you want a scheduled break. You'll say yes or no. If you say yes, you have 50 minutes. You can leave the building. If you leave during an unscheduled break, the time keeps running. So that's really on you. So I think that's cutthroat as hell. But yeah. That's it is what it is. So shout out to everybody that took the PE exam, because now I know what y'all went through. It was crazy. So that's what I've been through. What have you been through? What have you been up to, Paper Maid?
Well, you know what? I recently graduated, you know, last year. I guess that's recent. Be recent for some.
Whoop, whoop.
But I got my master's degree, and I've been working in the healthcare field for so long. And I think recently I have had the experience of being able to see what things are like on the other side of healthcare, because when you work in healthcare, it's kind of like there's healthcare and then there's everything else.
Yeah.
Almost, because it encompasses so much of your life. But I got the chance to experience what it would be like to do public health or healthcare related things, but in a retail setting.
Yeah.
For a major brand. And I was thinking, wow, this experience is cool. You know, it's different, because in a healthcare setting, it's like, yeah, we all do this. We all know this information. But working in retail, it was like, oh, we need you because nobody here knows this shit. Right. Like, you're the only one we can turn to. Please help us.
Yeah.
And the appreciation was a lot different. People don't realize it. Like, you work in the healthcare field and people are just like, oh my God, you do such amazing work. Thank you so much. But as you're working, people are like, God damn it, I'm in pain. And it's like a very stressful environment to work in all the time. It's always fast paced and it's fun. I love it to death, but it was very different. So I think what I've been doing is really like looking into what it's like to do IT, project management, public health, all the things that I do now in different settings, and considering what it would be like to either continue consulting or even change fields.
Yeah.
I don't know. So a part of that was getting a certification, which is why I called your license a certification. Yeah,
but it's not.
Accident.
That's okay. Don't do it again.
He literally has told me that, you guys, like three times.
I will correct you every single time.
As you should.
I did not sit through 8 hours and study all this time for
certification. As you should. I would have it no other way. Please continue. I'll get it right, though, from now on. I swear. But it's a certification for me. I'm not doing the whole license thing yet. Just like you, I'm a chill on that just for a little bit, you know, recoup.
It is daunting. It
my
is a
mental
daunting task.
After the master's, I don't think that it's a problem. Some people want to do the whole license thing right away. I'm on your team. I'll wait. But the certification would be cool, I think, to do. It's not as intense. So I've been studying for that. I just started studying for that, and I paid for it. It's a 4 to 5 hour exam, so it's half the time as yours.
Yeah, that's long, man. It's still.
I thought it was long.
Anything
too.
Over
like,
2 hours,
this?
It's like, come on, son. Are we gonna do this or not? Why we gotta do this for 8 hours?
What is this about? Like, can I just give you like my portfolio or something?
Yeah,
can
exactly.
Can I show you what I have done? It doesn't make sense, but yeah. So that should be done probably next month. All of that should be over with.
Oh, nice. All right, cool. So this looks like it's going to be another episode coming out about how we doing. Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, so let's get into it then.
Let's get into the specifics. So when I say the specifics, I mean general specifics. I can't actually talk about too much specific things. What I want to talk about, and this is for a very niche group of, not niche group, this is for specifically, it's specific and not specific. I'm starting to remember.
Well,
I really
want
to reach out to anyone that is looking to get their PE license. And if you are, I want you to listen up and tell you what I went through, what my experience was, and some of the habits that I thought were successful and the habits that I thought were not successful on my journey. And for anyone else that is just looking to better themselves in any sort of way, and you know, they just have to pass something or take some sort of course or take some sort of exam or something like that to make it to another level, I think it'll still be applicable to, you know, what, to how you prepare as well. So I think I'm just going to list off like some of the things that I was doing. So number one for the PE, and it's not, like I said, it's all this is going to vary, 'cause you know, it's not a one size fit all, but for the PE exam, the professional engineering exam, you have to study, I'm going to say, for me, 4 months, starting 4 months, like actually studying. It sounds like a little obvious, like, yeah, you got to study, but it's like, you got to study, you know. And for those that, you know, have been out of school for a long time, they haven't studied for anything and, you know, consistently for a while, that's not something that you can just get back into. Like for me anyway, I mean, shout out to the people that was walking off the street and just take an exam and just, and oh, you
can. An 8 hour exam.
Yeah, shout out to the Sheldons out there. But I would say, like, regular people that just got a regular job and stuff. And like, you got, I feel like these muscles, you got to start like working again that you had back in school that you don't use it anymore.
Yeah.
So that I was definitely in that position. So, yeah, so I would say, for me, I started 4 months in advance. And at the 4 month mark, that's when I really started studying hard. So, that involved like discipline and managing your time. For this exam, for the PE exam, okay, I would suggest if you want to be fully prepared to over-prepared going in. For me, what my schedule was after work, I would spend 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday. On Saturdays, I would spend 8 hours. And on Sundays, I would try to hit 4. I don't think I ever actually did, but I planned for it. Maybe like one to three. I would hit 1 to 3 hours studying on Sundays. And that really comes with discipline, because it's easy to say it like how I just said it. And I struggled actually implementing that maybe the first, I'll say 3-4 weeks into my study schedule of actually hitting, you know, every single day of studying like that. And it wasn't until I started, well, actually, that goes into my next point. While you're studying, you should give yourself like some sort of midterm or some sort of metric to see like how well you're progressing in your studies. So,
oh, yes.
So for me, I took practice exams. You have to take practice exams. I'm going to say it again. That shit was 8 hours, okay? And if you are not used to sitting down in one place and doing a whole bunch of problems for 8 hours straight or in 4 hour blocks, you definitely have to practice that, because on top of just the difficulty of the subject matter, just the having the mental endurance to keep going, like that's something you got to kind of train yourself. So that
the experience isn't like brand spanking new when actually take the exam.
Oh yeah, nah, you can't just. I wouldn't be able to just walk in, even if I knew some of the stuff. Yeah. If I've never done it before,
you
would
be like, I'm used to this.
Burned the hell out. Yeah.
So I'm guessing since you allocated 8 hours to studying, maybe you were kind of like making Saturdays the day that you would do practice exams then.
Saturday was my day, yeah.
Because that was 8 hours for your studying, so.
Right, exactly. If I wasn't practicing problems or doing like reviewing some material, I was doing a practice exam. And so, yeah, so I say that to say it's good, yeah, one, for the mental endurance, and two, just to know where you're at. Like for me, when I took my first practice exam, I did terrible. It was really bad. There's 80 questions. I probably got like a little more than half of them correct. Now, so this was on the first try, and I was really taking it seriously. I tried to simulate the whole environment as much as I could. So I knew the first block was going to be 4 hours. You know, I knew you had to keep your mask on the whole time. So I took it with my mask on. You know,
I'm sweating like water vapors.
Yeah, exactly. Like my glasses fogging up. I was like, listen, I gotta know how to go through these conditions, you know. And I took my 50-minute break, and then I'll go hit it again at 4 hours, you know. So I would get up.
Gosh.
I think I got up at, I would try to get up at 8 a.m. to start my exam. One time I messed up and I didn't really start till like 1 o'clock. So it was, I didn't finish like a 10 o'clock at night. So that was bad. And it wasn't, that wasn't the best simulation, but, and it showed, definitely showed in my results too. Cause I was like tired by like the fifth or sixth hour. So definitely,
I want to point something out here.
Yeah, I'm going off
on
a tangent. Yeah.
For that, because I think being a semi witness, cause obviously I wasn't there for these, but being a semi-witness to how the Langston Jewels did put in the work to study and really set aside that time, I would say...
That's the one I was ghosting her. But yeah.
I am one of those people who discipline doesn't come easy to me. Though I am someone who chose a field where it does matter. It doesn't come easily. And for me, if you're like that, I would just, in support of what he's talking about right now, if you need to set aside time to study or set aside time specifically to take practice exams, it really helps if you're a part of a group who's doing the same thing. So a part of when I was studying for my GREs and applying to schools and all of that, I was doing that with a group of people who were studying for things too. And to be totally honest, I don't think it's absolutely mandatory if they're studying for the same exam. Because the people I was studying with, they were studying for the LSAT. They were going to law school. But because we were all wanting this so badly, we were just like, okay, let's meet up. And we're all taking our practice exams and stuff at the same time, but even though they're different exams. Yeah. You know, and so that can be really helpful if you're the kind of person who feels like it's easier to do stuff if other people around you are doing similar things and you know, maybe your close friends aren't doing that at the same time. That's something you can definitely look into, and it would help you with your discipline.
Yeah, I'm actually glad you said that, because I was going to hit that last point after I finally explain the second reason why you would take it. So after you take an exam, what I did and what I suggest other people do too, you look at the subjects where you know, you got wrong the most. You just go through all the things you got wrong. And when I did that, I saw the subject areas where I was weakest at. So after that test, I would throughout the week just review the areas that I was weak at. And by the next time I took the practice exam, I should have a different area where I'm weak at, and I should be good at that. So that you're kind of like fine tuning your skill set up until the point where you're taking the exam. So if you keep doing that periodically, you're almost like converging to a place where you know you're pretty good. You're at least proficient in enough areas. Yeah, yeah, and at everything. Even if you're not an expert at one specific thing. And going back to what Paper Maid was saying, just having a community. It is very important to have support, okay? Support is like So I took a class and I didn't realize it because I was studying in a vacuum until I took the class, like, and it was like a virtual class too. So I didn't even see anyone, but just talking in the chat with all the other students. And we all just didn't understand the same shit sometimes. Or if somebody had a question, they didn't understand it. There was somebody that knew it, or there was something I knew. And then we would just like just bounce back and forth all the, what's the word? The synergy and shit like that. Like, damn, I missed that. So that, I think that's something that, if you are by yourself, you should reach out for, and it's something that
it's you do. Helpful.
Yeah, you do get to take advantage of if you are like studying with other people as well. So it definitely doesn't hurt. It can only help you if you do that. And also in terms of other people and support, your friends, your family, your loved ones, you definitely need. You're gonna need their buy-in, and I know this from firsthand. And it's gonna be with this exam or with almost anything else where you need to dedicate a lot of time to preparing. They may not get it right away, and most likely they won't get it right away unless you do like a really good job in the front end of explaining to them what you're trying to do and the amount of work that needs to go into it. And once you do that, and you know, you really have to stick to it, so that they understand that, hey, you know, if you invite them to this, invite them to that. If you say no, it's because you're doing this, or just letting them know up front, hey, I may not be able to do this, I may not be able to do that. There was a few, for me, there was a few birthday events I didn't go to, or I went out for a funeral. There was one Saturday I skipped to go to a funeral. But other than that, yeah, you know, you pretty much go ghost. And so it's...
And you're going to hear about it too.
Yeah, they're going to get in
they
that ass.
They may not make you forget. When you do eventually start showing up to stuff, they'd be like, okay... You haven't been around. You missed this. You missed that. And you'd be like, well, remember I said I had that thing I was doing.
I've been grinding. All right? I've been grinding.
And don't feel bad about it.
Right. But it definitely helps to get their buy-in in the beginning.
Yeah, tell
don't
them
let them realize that you're all of a sudden just not around. Yeah. And then they start
communicating.
Yeah,
at
yeah,
that point.
Exactly. Because then it's just harder for you, yeah. I feel like. You don't want that extra stress on top of... You know, just the stress that already comes with studying. And also with people, this is almost like anti-support in my opinion, because I guess the way I view it, but tell people just to like let it be known that you're taking a test, because then it's almost like the fear of failure is also, and for me, that's a motivator.
Yeah.
So I'll have that on my back knowing. Yeah, yeah. So I'll say, I told people at work, like, oh, you're taking the PE exam. Oh, okay. And I know they just be watching sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. They just stop and watch. Even like my supervisor, I made a point to let him know. And he's like, all right, yeah. So I'll cover for you. Cause I there was some times where, you know, I had to do a project or something, but I couldn't because I needed to study. And I was like, I really needed to close some gaps. And I let him know, like, listen, yeah, this test is like in a couple of weeks. Yeah, I need to close some gaps. And he said, yeah, if you need to study during the work time, then don't worry about that. I'll cover for you. He's like,
ooh,
oh, okay, cool.
That's a good boss.
Yeah. But then I was
okay.
But then I was like, shit, now I really can't fail.
Because no, you can't, because then it's going to be like, so I've been working for you. I've been helping you out, and this is what you come back with.
This bullshit.
No license.
you really do feel that pressure. But I think that's also like another motivator as well.
It is. I think that's a good way to help kind of like motivate yourself. And
it holds you accountable.
And you can possibly get positive out of it too, that support, that additional support. Don't just say like, oh, I've got something going on. You can certainly say, there's this exam that I'm preparing to take. This is what it means. This is what it would do for me. And as my sibling, as my significant other, as my boss, I want you to know this because it's going to be really rough. And look at that. Your boss came out and supported you. Your fiance
that was
supported
so
you.
That was also
your
clutch.
Your family supported you. So
also
it's
clutch.
Having the support as well. Not just the like feeling like I can't not pass, but also feeling good about the fact that you have people who have your back and want you to benefit from this thing and want good to come of it as well.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah. So these are all general things that I think there's definitely other like specific things you could do. Like for me specifically, I play a lot. That's like, I play a lot of chess on my phone. I use the chess app and I'm on IG a lot. And it was,
you should teach me chess. I don't know how to play.
Okay.
To be totally honest.
Okay.
Maybe
no
I
doubt.
Should not have said that just now, but
nope. I'm going to teach you now. It's going to involve a lot of ass whoopings though, you know, in chess.
That's okay.
Oh, okay.
Because that's like, we
that's
just
how
said,
we learn. That's how
like
we learn.
Just said, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to get you. That's what's going to help me. If I get my ass whooped one too many times, I'm like, that shit is not happening again.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right. And in front of all our fans, too. So, I mean, that's how we learn. That's how we grow. So, yeah. So, on my phone, shout out to all the Android phone users. I guess, I don't know if Apple or iPhone people have that, too. But there's, like, something called... Well, no, your phone, like there's something called focus mode. When I press it, it like turns off all my apps, like everything. It just leaves like the clock and the messaging app. Oh, iPhones have that too?
Of course we have that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't know. I discovered it like for the first time the other day. And that shit was so lit. Like, because I was really bad with, I would be in the middle of a task and just stop to pick up my phone and start scrolling through. It was bad. So if you do have distractions like that with, I feel like everyone else does, definitely look into some sort of app that kind of like blocks out all your apps, or just put your phone away like in another room or something to eliminate as many distractions as you can.
I actually deleted some social media apps as well.
Yeah, that
just
helps
because
too.
Even in my off hours, like if it's time to go to bed after you've studied and you're like, I really can't stay up. But part of you is like, but I've been missing so much and I didn't get to see this happen. Delete that shit and get it back afterwards.
Yep. For me in grad school, what did I do? I think my obsession was Words with Friends on Facebook. I couldn't stop. Like it was a problem. I had to tell my brother. I had to tell my brother to log in my Facebook and change my password and not tell me what it was. That was the only way. So I mean, yeah, you know yourself and you know your weaknesses. So
handle it,
and you know it needs to be done. So I think that's my part of the dig into it. All right, so let's bring it back now. All right, so let's bring it back. What does this have to do with everybody on here that's listening? Look, there must be something that you've kind of put off because you thought, oh, shit, I don't do that because I don't have the time, or it's gonna be too hard, or I don't know, I'm too old, or I don't know, what's another reason? It's too expensive. Oh, I don't know. There's like, you can come up with so many excuses for not to do something you've always wanted to do. And I would say for me,
I might fail. That's one of the biggest things.
Yeah, I might fail in front of everyone, look fucking stupid, you know? Which is, that's all legit reasons. And those are reasons why I didn't really go after it before myself. But I will tell you, after I did all my preparation, I was nervous as shit, even on the day of the test. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I was super nervous. Even as the test started, the exam started, I was nervous. But at the end of it, I was like, I did the best that I could, you know? I mean, if you
let it go, there's a little bit of freedom you experience when it's just done.
Yeah.
Well, at least I'm not going home to study for 3 hours.
Right.
At least I got a Saturday at the end of this weekend.
Right. Yeah. And it's just like, you've done it, whether you passed it or not. You know, it's
over.
Just, yeah, you've survived it. You didn't get killed. Nobody came and chopped your head off.
Exactly.
All right. It's not like this insurmountable, undefeatable monster. It's just, you know, some goal, and goals are meant to be crushed. So definitely I would say the last thing is to have a positive mental attitude, okay? Because even after you gather all the skills and you study and everything like that, if you think negatively, that's going to affect your performance.
Yeah.
And I should know, because the first two problems of the test I was like flaking on things that I definitely knew,
because
I kept saying, you're gonna fail this. Yeah.
Like, that's where you need those songs when you're headed to the exam room and stuff like that. You're definitely playing like, I'm a boss ass bitch. I don't know what the male version of that is, or what the more I don't like myself to be called a bitch version of that is, but you know, DMX, right? I don't know what song do you listen to that pumps you up? Like, I'm the baddest. Like, I've got this in the bag. Nothing can.
Oh, yeah.
I
might be
too.
I don't want to get sued, but I think most people know.
Okay, just say the person who sings it then.
Oh, Drake.
Yes, I know that song. Okay.
I think that was a good rendition. I don't know.
You did okay.
Yeah. That's why I'm a professional engineer. I'm not a beatboxer.
Yeah, but stuff like that, you play that and you're just like, you kind of try to get the negativity out of your mind at that point.
Let them know that you that Nick, right?
Yeah.
You that boy.
I'm not scared of you.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, positive mental attitude. Know that you can do it, and you'll definitely be proud of yourself if you just prepare. You know, success is a
mixture. At the end of the day, whoa, because there's no end to this episode without you telling our listeners. So what happened at the end of the day? Did you fail? What happened?
All right. So this is how the test was going. So like my strategy was I will do all the easy problems first. After that, if I don't know it, if I can't answer it in like 10 seconds, I'm just going to skip it. And there was one part of the test where I skipped like 10 questions in a row. That's when I started to really get worried. Like, God damn, Chloe, what do you know? You know, I was really in my head, like talking shit to myself. Yeah. Like, God damn, you skipped like 11 questions. So what the fuck? Are you taking the right test? Like, and I started thinking 4 months for this. And I was really spiraling out of control. So I really didn't know how I did. You know, on the second pass, you work through the problems and stuff like that. And I really didn't know how I did, you know, and I was really focusing on. I'm a realist, but I feel like at the same time, it's like I can be a pessimist sometimes.
Too. I'm a pessimist.
Yeah, and they don't tell and they don't tell you the results until like 7 to 10 days later, even though it was computerized for some reason. You could tell me right now, but I had to wait. And I finally got my results a few days ago, and they let your boy pass. They done fucked up and got his license.
Yes, sir. I'm just saying we couldn't end this episode without telling you all that.
Right.
So it's not even like we saying all this mess. Like, right. Oh yeah,
and I failed. So, bye, guys. Nah, this is a happy ending. This is gonna be a happy ending.
Can you imagine we're like, yeah, study for 4 hours and then 8 hours, but like that didn't help me.
Yeah. We have credibility. So, so yeah, that's how I can say. But like I said, you know, you have to try first. You don't know until you try.
You don't know. And even if it doesn't work out the first time around, that's the thing. Even if D. Langston Jules did not pass this,
I was going to take that shit again. No way.
Take it again. Don't get discouraged. Because the truth of the matter is that the second time you take it, it may be the third time you take it. It's going to work out. It's a learning experience, and you have the potential to do whatever it is that you set your mind to.
Yeah, yeah. And there's another quote I think I'm going to end it with. I'm not going to quote it exactly correct, but it said, the greatest triumph in life is not in never failing, but pretty much for making the comeback.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it is.
All right, y'all. So I hope you will let us slide, you know, and why we haven't come out with some content for a little while. But, hey, we're back. All right, Paper Maid. Sorry for ghosting, like I said.
Yes, the sabbatical is over.
But hopefully y'all accept our apology and you understand us. The explanation. Absolutely. All right, y'all. This is Paper Maid and D. Langston Jules signing out.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Black Hypothesis. You can find us on all available streaming platforms, so be sure to subscribe. If you like this episode, give us 5 stars. Follow us at Black Hypothesis on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And if you'd like to reach out concerning any ideas for the show, critiques, or requests to appear as a guest on the show, then just send us an email at blackhypothesis@gmail.com. Join the hype.